If any movement that you want to make, now is the time to do so. Because as we move through this yoga nidra, we'll do our best to not move at all. Eyes and the mouth can remain closed. And the invitation is to allow the body to lie motionless. Still in Shavasana. The body is quiet, but under your control. You are still conscious, although you are not allowing the body to move. No physical movement, no quivering, not even a tightening. Let the body be still and under your control. Now awareness moves inside as you begin to investigate the whole physical body. Every joint and muscle completely relaxed. Relax the palms, fingers, feet, toes, ankles, calf muscles, knees, thighs, hamstrings, buttocks, back, shoulders, chest, arms, elbows, hands, head and neck. Relax the whole body. Investigate if there is any tension. If there is tension, loosen it. If the muscles are tight, release them. During the period of yoga nidra, you should not move the physical body. No physical movement under any circumstances. Even if you experience itching or pain, mosquitoes biting you, remain motionless. Investigate the sensations. Yoga nidra is the practice to make you more and more awake, to raise the subtle inner awareness. So let the consciousness remain awake. Don't go to sleep. Let the whole body remain quiet for some time and work with the subtle awareness. Now that the body is quiet, try to experience all the subtle movements in the body. The physical body is moving on its own, without effort, in spite of all control. Investigate which parts are moving. And where is that movement? Are your feet moving? Are the toes, fingers, or thighs twitching? Is the head turned to one side? Is the chest or the stomach moving? The stomach is moving forward and back, up and down. You are not doing this. It is happening on its own, and you're not going to stop it. Just watch it. How does all this movement take place? Have you discovered the reason for the movements of the navel, the stomach, the abdomen, and the chest? The breath is flowing in and out. And as a result, the chest seems to be expanding and contracting. In the throat, between the collarbones, there is also some movement. The breath is flowing in and out through the nostrils. The breath is the cause of this inner movement, even causing palpitation in the subtle energy channel in the spine and between the two eyebrows. In spite of all your control, movement is still occurring in the physical body. This has been going on by itself all the 24 hours of the day from the moment you were born. Become aware of this movement, the movement of the breath, the inspiration and expiration through the nostrils. This breath is causing movement in many parts of the body. The grossest movement occurs in the abdomen, stomach, heart, chest, throat, and nostrils. The whole body is vibrating, each and every hair of the body, and all of the pranas, the energies, are moving. But ordinarily, we are unaware of it. The breath is going in and out of the nostrils. Watch the process of the breath. The movement seems to be from the navel up to the throat, in, and from the throat down to the navel, out. Keep on watching it. Just witness it. The attitude of witnessing. Now let your consciousness rotate between the throat and navel. The movement of the breath may be through the nostrils, but the consciousness goes from the navel to the throat and from the throat to the navel. Before beginning the actual practice of Yoga Nidra, we make a sankalpa, a short resolve. This resolve can be of three types: material, mental, or spiritual. First, you must choose which kind of resolve you want to make. Some people resolve to get rid of bad habits, cure their sickness, serve humanity in a certain way, achieve some mysterious power. But it is better not to waste the power of sankalpa on small things. Rather, focus your sankalpa on the spiritual path. Consider one thing as your resolve for your Yoga Nidra. You can make any resolve, whatever you think of, but let it be brief and only a few words. And the same sentence should always be used whenever you repeat the sankalpa. The wording should not change, even if the meaning stays the same. Every time you practice Yoga Nidra, meditation, or any other practice, remember your sankalpa in the beginning and repeat it a few times. You can decide now or wait until later. If you have one, recall it now. Make a resolve and adjust the language of that resolve. Whichever phrase and language you choose, it should always be the same until the resolve is fulfilled. The sankalpa made during the practice of Yoga Nidra is always fulfilled. It never fails. But you cannot be impatient. Keep practicing it. Repeat your sankalpa mentally. Now continue with your breath awareness. Make sure the body is still. Keep sleep away and avoid becoming unconscious. Do not become lost in thought. Remain conscious and aware of what I am saying. Follow consciously and not mechanically. Know that you are aware of what I am saying. Now I will guide you through the different parts of your physical body. One by one, I will take your consciousness to each and every part of your physical body. At the same time, visualize each part and repeat its name mentally. You are not going to make any physical movement. You are only going to move the consciousness. Visualize that particular part, which I will name, and say the name mentally. Go along with me at the same speed. I will move from one part to another, and you follow along with your awareness. Get ready to move the consciousness, keeping the body still. Now visualize right hand thumb and say mentally, right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger. Visualize all five fingers together. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, being guided along the right side. Visualize the right elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right chest, side, waist, hip, buttock, thigh, hamstring, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all five toes together. Now take your consciousness to the left side. We will visualize those parts on the left side. Start with left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all five fingers together. Palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left chest, side, waist, hip, buttock, the foot, thigh, hamstring, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all five toes together. Now I will take you from your toes up to the crown of the head. Be prepared. Make your consciousness ready to move from the toes to the top of the head. Right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. All the five right toes together. Left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. All five toes together. Visualize all the left toes together. Now move your consciousness right and left. Right sole, left sole. Both soles together. Right heel, left heel, both heels together. Right ankle, left ankle, both ankles together. Right calf muscle, left calf muscle, both calf muscles together. Right knee, left knee, both knees together. Right thigh, left thigh, both thighs together. Right buttock, left buttock, both buttocks together. Right hip, left hip, both hips together. Waist, lower abdomen, upper abdomen, whole of the abdomen, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, whole chest, right collarbone, left collarbone, center of the collarbones, throat, right shoulder, left shoulder, right arm, left arm, right elbow, left elbow, left hand, right thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all five fingers together, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all five fingers together, palm of the hand, back of the hand, shoulders, upper back, middle back, lower back, right side of the back, left side of the back, whole of the spine, back of the neck, front of the neck, the whole neck. Chin, lower lip, upper lip, both lips together, teeth, tongue, right cheek, left cheek, both cheeks, right nostril, left nostril, both nostrils, tip of the nose, whole of the nose, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eyeball, left eyeball, both eyeballs together, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, eyebrow center, right temple, left temple, forehead, back of the head, crown of the head, whole face, whole head, whole right arm, whole left arm, whole right leg, whole left leg, whole front, whole back, whole right side of the body, whole left side of the body, whole body together, whole body together, whole body together. See the whole physical form lying on the floor as though you were standing outside the body. Become aware of the touching points between the floor and your physical body. Become aware of the parts of your whole physical body absorbing energy from the floor. Be aware of the front part of your body deriving prana from the air. Feel the vibrations of prana moving through your body. As a result of this practice, the physical body has become completely quiet. Become aware of the other bodies surrounding you. Be aware of me instructing you in this practice and of you following along mentally. Experience tranquility, peace, and quiet. Become aware of the whole environment and your whole body. Whole body, whole body, whole body. Please do not sleep. This is the secret of Yoga Nidra. You should not sleep, especially if you are practicing for spiritual gain. In the practice of yoga nidra, you are neither sleeping nor awake, but somewhere in between. The consciousness is functioning with a little bit of awareness. If you want to achieve the state of yoga nidra, avoid sleep. Try not to become unconscious. Listen to the instructions carefully and practice what is said. Now visualize the whole body lying on the floor, completely relaxed and tranquil. Feel the body becoming very hot. Try to experience the sensation of heat throughout the body. Recall the feeling of being very, very hot, whether due to summer sun, a heater, or warm clothing. Try to create the sensation of heat now. Try to feel the sensation of heat exactly as you have experienced it in the past. Now reverse the feeling. Try to feel cold, shivering cold, as if you are standing outside in an icy wind, wearing only thin clothing. Try to feel that coldness through conscious effort, because there is no cold wind here. There are no external influences affecting the body to make you feel cold. Create this sensation of cold with your consciousness. Try to experience this cold. Now try to experience heaviness in the physical body. The body is becoming heavier and heavier. It has become so heavy that you are unable to move any part. You are unable to raise even an eyelid. You are not able to wiggle the toes or fingers. The body has become so heavy. Now experience the sensation of lightness throughout the body. Not heaviness, but lightness. Feel the body becoming lighter and lighter and lighter, as if it is completely weightless. The body is so light, as light as a piece of cotton. Try to experience the lightness of your physical body. Visualize just your spine lying on the floor. Only the spine and not any other part of the body. Feel as if you are standing nearby and watching it. At the very bottom of the spine, see a stem emerging from the inside. At the top of this stem, a flower is forming, and around the flower are several leaves, beautiful green round leaves with drops of dew glistening on them like pearls. If you shake the leaves, the pearls fragment into many small beads. If you shake them again, the small beads come together again to form big pearls. As you shake the leaves, the water comes together and then disperses in fragments. The lotus flower at the root chakra is dark red with four petals. You are looking at it from the top because the root is underneath the spinal cord, which is lying on the floor. Then at the base of the spine, in the second chakra, see the vermilion lotus with six petals. These leaves also have drops of water on them, just like those in the root chakra. You can shake them the same way you did in the first chakra. and all the water disperses into many pearl-like drops. The water never touches the petals of the lotus flower. Though the lotus is rooted in the bottom of the pond and rises up through the water, its petals are never wet. Therefore, the sages and yogis advise us always to be detached from everything in the whole universe, as the lotus leaf is from the water, completely non-attached. The lotus comes from the water. It only survives due to the water, yet it does not get wet. The water cannot touch it. In the same manner, we all live in the world. We eat and enjoy and suffer. We practice and do many things, yet we should be detached from all of this. Now at the third chakra behind the navel, visualize a 10-petaled yellow lotus. See the leaves underneath sparkling with pearl-like drops of dew. Behind the heart, at the heart chakra, see a 12-petaled blue lotus. It also has many leaves underneath, covered with many fine drops of dew. Visualize it. At the throat chakra is a 16-petaled purple lotus with many leaves under it, and dewdrops shining on them like pearls. At the eyebrow center, see a 2-petaled gray lotus with 2 leaves beneath it, covered with dewdrops like pearls. And the radiant full moon is above them, about 3 inches away. Above the brow chakra at the top of the head is Bindu. There you will find the bright full moon. And if you go still further, above the full moon, another 3 inches away, you see the 1,000-petaled bright red lotus at the crown chakra. There are so many petals at the crown chakra, and the water droplets are gleaming like corals all around the bottom of them. Now go to the moon again. It is so quiet, tranquil, peaceful, and cool. Then go to the brow chakra. See the dewdrops on the leaves in the brow chakra, in the throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus chakra, sacral chakra, and the root chakra. As the moonlight strikes them, the drops of water on the leaves shine like hundreds of jewels. Some look simple, like pearls, and others like coral, depending on your angle of vision. They are shining like diamonds, like nuggets of gold and silver, like many moons, like stars. And the flowers are only able to be seen due to the light reflected from those brightly shining jeweled drops. Again, visualize root chakra with all the leaves and dewdrops on them. Then sacral chakra, solar plexus chakra, heart chakra, throat chakra, brow, Bindu, and crown chakra. In the crown chakra, see the 1,000 petals. See the leaves with the droplets of water shining like jewels. Feel the qualities of the different chakras, whatever sensations are emanating from them. Again, crown chakra, Bindu, brow chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus chakra, sacral chakra, and root chakra. Now place your whole physical body on a lotus flower. Your whole physical body is lying relaxed on the lotus, and the flower is merging into your physical body. Now remember your resolve, your sankalpa. Repeat the sankalpa. Repeat the sankalpa. Repeat the sankalpa. And now become aware of this physical body, the gross mortal body. Become aware of its position lying in Shavasana, practicing Yoga Nidra. And as a result of this relaxation, the whole body on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels has become so quiet, tranquil, and peaceful, yet so fresh, revived, and energetic. The whole body. Become aware of the whole body. Become aware of the whole environment. Become aware of you and me together in this room. Become aware that I am leading you in Yoga Nidra and that you are practicing Yoga Nidra. Become aware of the whole environment. The whole environment, the whole environment. Now, without jerking your body or opening your eyes, sit up slowly. Sit up in your easy cross-legged position or other position with the head and back straight. Allow yourself to move without jerking into your seated position, letting the eyes remain closed. And as you come into your seated position, we will close, we'll seal our practice of Yoga Nidra with the healing tone of Om. Taking a deep breath in.